Hey everybody, this is Scott Smith here, and we are going to try and launch this podcast again. I find myself now working from home, as many of us are, and I thought, you know what? What a better time to relaunch this podcast. I still like to drink, I still like to have beverages, I still am married to Shannon, and haven't really been able to have any friends come over, but you know what? I've got a handful of episodes that I've recorded throughout the last several years and just never put them up for whatever reason. There's no excuse. I just didn't do them. There's some fun conversations with some friends. There's a couple of lost episodes that I recently found going back through my computer and finding these episodes again. Just so I'll be putting those up shortly. This is a recent episode that we recorded. My good old friend Ray came over, who, if you've listened to the podcast in the past, I think he's been on a couple of episodes, but this would be the third episode that I recorded with him. Both Shannon and I recorded with him, but I never put up the first two. I'm a terrible friend. I'm great to drink with and have fun with, but the follow-through of completing these episodes has been a big, big fail. So I hope to bring those episodes to you very, very soon. I find myself here with a little bit more time on my hands these days. Like everyone, we're quarantined here in Vancouver. And so I both find myself with a little bit more time. It's been at least 4 years since I put up an episode, but I probably have about six episodes coming at you very soon here. With this extra time in my hands, I'm still fortunate enough to have my job. I'm working from home. Shannon's working from home as well. But you know what? All those times we're out running errands and going to places and doing things on the weekend, we're just not able to do them right now. So that gives me perfect opportunity to record some intros, get these podcasts up to help with the distraction, get this thing back on track, get some episodes up there, have some fun, create some new ones, and just hoping to hear from you guys soon. Give me some feedback on things. Tell me what you're drinking. Follow me on Instagram and Twitter. I'm most active on Instagram these days, still at Smitty's Brew. And looking to help support the local beer scene. A lot of the breweries here in Vancouver are doing deliveries, so reach out to those breweries, help them survive during these difficult times. Let them bring beer to you. Stay home. Enjoy some friends. Well, enjoy some beer, I should say. You're alone. You're not. It's so depressing all of a sudden. But you know what I mean. Like, reach out to friends. Call your parents. Have a virtual pint with someone you know. Fire up that FaceTime. Fire up Skype. Get talking to people. Let's get back to some conversations. Let's help each other out in these times. If you can support small business, do so. Have things delivered if you can. If you're out of work, man, I hope this doesn't last forever. It won't. We'll get back to some sort of level of normality soon, I'm sure. So when I was texting Ray last week to invite him over for a Saturday, and I know we probably shouldn't be getting together, but Ray actually lives by himself, and he drives a truck for a living, so he's alone most of the time, so we figured, yeah, he's probably pretty fine. Anyways, so he actually kicked it back to me, which is I was a little bit surprised on, which is, what's the theme? What are we going to talk about? And I hadn't even thought that far through. So I quickly just sort of came up with the idea of, well, what is that perfect isolation beer? Or the beer, like a comfort beer, something you would pick as your go-to, something that's reliable, just it's always there, it's you can count on it. And funny enough, when I pitched this idea to Ray, he was like, love it, on it. And then explained that idea to Shannon, and she was like, okay, great. And so, what was interesting is we all kind of had a weird or different interpretation of that idea. So as you'll find on the episode, that it wasn't as straightforward for everybody, that idea of maybe that last drink you're ever going to have, which wasn't my intention, but it's sort of, for me, one of the beers that it turned into was, what if this was the last beer I was going to drink in an apocalyptic or pandemic, this would be the perfect beer. This would be the blast beer I'd want to drink. It took me a while to get there. But anyways, that's the idea for the episode, and I hope you enjoy it. We ended up each selecting two beers. So there's sampling of about six beers here at a minimum, with a couple of extra things in there as well. So I hope you enjoy it. Let me know what it is that your comfort beer is. Reach out to me on Twitter, which is Smitty's Brew, and also feel free to message me on Instagram as well, or send me a pic or tag me in a pic. So hope to hear from you soon. And until next time, which will be soon, and I hope you enjoy it. They've stopped serving peanuts a long time ago in bars. Remember, you could go to bars
and it's disgusting. Everybody's just disgusting. Put their hands in there.
It took until like what, the mid 80s for people to decide that that was really disgusting, and
they still do it though.
I bet you the reason they stopped doing it isn't because it's disgusting. I bet you they
cost money.
Yes, they're like, why are we giving these assholes? Why are we giving free peanuts?
It's true.
To drunks.
Because they need to get them slightly sober so they can give them more alcohol.
No, it's because they're salted.
These pretzels are making me thirsty. Yeah, buy more drinks.
That's exactly
that's like
right.
Classy places though, because
then they
bars in Florida don't do that.
They can start charging $8 per beer rather than
right. When they realized the population was willing to spend a week's salary on six beers, they were
all right. Ooh. Welcome. I just cut you off, I'm sorry. But happy birthday, Ray.
Well, thank you very much.
And I'm here again with my lovely wife Shannon.
Hello. Clarice.
I love it. Okay. So we are going to do a special round robin. Why am I calling it? Because it's March Madness.
It is.
Round robin.
That's right.
Do I get to play with balls?
On a very special episode. Yes, but only Ray's.
Happy birthday to
it's
me.
It's his birthday. Jesus Christ. It took like a minute.
His birthday was in December.
We can't even behave.
We'll never be on the Disney Channel. Okay, so let's get started. We are doing, I probably explained this in the intro, but basically the idea behind this when you and I were talking the other day, Ray, was a beer that you would either take with you on a pandemic or in sort of an end of the world kind of beer, or a beer that was a comfort beer. I had trouble distinguishing when I got to the store, I'm going to be honest with you.
Right.
But please, you start. Tell me your journey.
Okay, so when you brought this up, that's why I asked the distinction when you said the ISO beer or a comfort beer. I'm like, comfort beer, do you mean trapped on a desert island kind of idea or a comfort thing? Because my first reaction to comfort wasn't actually beer.
Okay.
If I wanted to drink something that was comfortable.
He's reaching into the bag. He's pulling out.
I would drink whiskey.
Ooh. Oh,
so okay. I brought a little bottle
that's
of Jameson's.
That's why the little cups came out.
And we can have little shots in between beers.
Oh, just boy.
To celebrate our birthday.
We're going to taste what drunk tastes like already.
Yeah.
Wow.
This would be a comfort drink. Here, I'm going to pass the bottle around so I'm just not spilling on everybody.
I just want like a micro.
A micro shot?
Yeah, because whiskey always brings back really bad memories.
And I'm going to be honest, Jameson is something I've only had a couple of times.
And you just got it?
I don't know. No, I just... But again, at the same time, this is what we were talking about earlier, is usually what happens is by the time I get to the whiskey, I've blown out my taste buds with everything else. So it's rarely is it the first thing I'm going for. When I remember to do that, like on the nights where I just want to have a wind down and don't want to drink like a full bomber of beer, I will pull out a little bit of whiskey.
Right.
But Jameson isn't one in my collection.
You also so like bourbon exciting. A lot more than the Irish whiskey.
That's
fair
true.
Enough.
That's true.
And to be fair, Jameson isn't something I use as a sipping whiskey.
Mm-hmm.
I tend to do shots. Like I'll come home from work, I'll have a
Are
shot.
Are we
going to
shoot this?
Yeah.
Okay. Cheers. That's probably the best
Cheers.
Way for me.
Salud. Yeah.
Whiskey is not my thing.
In my R2D2 class.
Oh boy. All right. It might actually kill a virus as well.
Right?
Oh yeah.
That wasn't so bad
though. That's great.
Actually, I didn't hate it.
No.
Jameson's is, by Irish whiskey standards, probably, you know, pretty run-of-the-mill. They have, right now, actually, they have a bunch of, there's a trend happening now with whiskeys where they're barrel aging them in like beer casks and stuff like that. Some of them work.
Right.
I've never been one of these people that understands why you need to flavor alcohol, like whiskey or vodka or, mm-hmm. do you know what I mean? Like, mm-hmm. you know, why do I need cotton candy vodka?
Well, that's stupid. But we have an elderflower gin that's really, really good.
Gin in and of itself has that, you know.
Yeah. I know what you're saying, because my dad liked the whipped vodka that tastes like whipped cream.
Yeah.
He was a teenage girl.
He was a teenage girl.
Right.
Yeah.
I am not, unfortunately.
What?
No. I know. I look like one, obviously. Okay. Hot. So, whiskey is my comfort go-to.
Okay.
Now, my desert island beer.
Mm-hmm. Isolation beer.
Yes. I went with Sapporo.
Fuck.
Or Asahi.
Is that Japanese?
Yes. Now, I didn't go with this specifically for this beer,
mm-hmm.
but the type of beer it represents. It's cool, it's crisp, it's refreshing. Now imagine you're on some magical desert island
mm-hmm.
where you have an endless supply of beer. You don't have a boat, you don't have a way off the island, but you can drink forever.
Right.
This is the, you know, I like Guinness. I don't know if I want to drink Guinness all the time on a desert island. I also like sour beers.
Right.
I don't know if I want to just drink sour beers on a desert island.
Yeah.
I like whiskey. Right. That's the drink that's going to make me walk into the ocean and try to drown myself. And then realize I don't want to drown, but I'm too far out to swim back and be like, damn you. That, and I'd have whiskey in my pocket, so I'd be pulling myself under the water.
Love it.
Right
whiskey
on.
In your
that's
pockets.
Awesome, because I have not had that since, fuck.
Right.
Since
I was
underage.
I don't know if I've had, I don't know if I've had that.
Great.
At all.
Yeah, like, so if you've ever had anything like...
How would you describe it?
Okay, so Asahi is... It's a lager. It's a very crisp, clean flavor. If you were going to do a comparison, something perhaps like... Obviously Sapporo, but, you know, if you've never had Asahi, you've probably never had Sapporo.
Mm-hmm.
Stella Artois
is
a beer that's similar. Heineken, similar. Mm-hmm. Not too acidic. Not too of anything. You know
is
what
it
I mean?
A basic beer for Japan?
It's a lager.
Yeah, it's a lager, but it's not at the
straightforward.
It's not at
the
end like
bullshit.
Like Budweiser, which is kind of flavored water.
It's
this
rice.
Has,
yeah.
This
yeah.
is nice, but it but not awesome. Overwhelming.
Awesome.
Right. If we'd have an opener.
Yeah. Oh, let's do that. I will grab that.
Please carry on.
One thing we forgot is an opener.
And then for my second beer, just for a sampler. So the last time I visited,
we did
two of the field houses.
Yes.
Almost bought that for you today.
Field house has a sour noir series going on right now. There's three of them. And the one I have today is sour noir with cacao. We did sour noir with Pinot Noir, and then we did one with a Chardonnay,
yes.
I think it was.
Yeah.
What's a cacao?
Chocolate.
Oh, gotcha.
So this is a sour Pinot Noir with some cacao hints to it. So it's the third in that ongoing series. I thought it would be a nice sampler for something new because we really did enjoy the other two.
Mm-hmm.
So I thought, you know.
Fieldhouse is so good.
Like that other one, that blueberry sour, that's a Fieldhouse. Like they just, every one that they've done in the last little while that I've actually tried, they've been knocked out of the park.
Yeah.
There's a couple of flavors they have. One's like a peppercorn something that I'm not...
I thought I saw that one over there.
Well, it's a darn
today.
Good thing
they
make so many different kinds of beverages.
Sure is.
Ooh. And here we are a week after St. Patrick's Day, so the Jameson really fits in as well.
Oh, right? Very true.
Right.
And the first of the non-existent...
This is the first year no one's really partied, I guess. Unless you're in your house doing it, but...
We skipped the whole thing.
We did.
I had a massive headache, I think.
Probably.
I went to the store to buy a couple of beers so that I could post a couple of Instagram shots and then didn't drink any beer for 2 days.
Well, and all the bars have been closed.
Yeah.
Just so whenever this gets published, this is...
What are you saying?
This is in the midst of the COVID-19 pandemic.
It's my first pandemic.
Right?
No, the liquor store has, still really well stocked by our house.
That is true.
In the River District.
Don't tell them where it is.
Don't tell everyone.
Everything one. Go talk to Mark.
Yeah. So Asahi,
okay.
a superior dry Japanese beer. Cheers.
Clean. Yeah, that's nice. I might consider
it
purchasing
that. That's good.
What do you think?
I like it. This is a good summer beer.
Yes. It's kind of a good all-purpose beer.
Oh, this goes down way too easy.
So is this a rice beer, though?
Or this is a good beer pong beer.
Yes. Yeast. I don't know if it is a rice beer.
No.
Yeah, it'd be interesting to know if it was a rice beer.
Nope, doesn't say anything about that. They don't go to the obsession about living, adding in all the different hops and barleys and all of that stuff. They don't get into any of the details. It just says super dry.
I don't find it really dry.
Beer for all seasons.
It's dry and the aftertaste is kind of dry. But
maybe,
I like it a lot.
It's really good. It's a good, easy drinking beer.
Yeah.
And I'm going to correct myself and say that I've actually never had this beer because when you pulled it out and I saw it, I immediately thought of Sapporo.
Yes.
And I hadn't had that since, again, when I was underage and my brothers were saying, hey, try this.
What was those little, it kind of reminds me of those little Mickeys.
Oh, aren't they just called Mickey?
Mickeys?
The little green bottles, stubby bottles. And Mickeys,
with the grenades with the wide, where you basically, they had the wide.
Yes.
So you're basically shotgunning beer.
Yeah.
Making the stereotype that Irish are all drunks, that they need to shotgun their beer.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Actually, shotgunning beer is a Canadian invention.
Is it really?
We have nothing else to do with our time.
That makes sense. You should have heard of it. You've never really done it.
Because I'm just not a chugger.
But you have now.
What, shotgun a beer?
Yeah, he's done it now.
It wasn't until I was in my...
Vomit and got
20-something.
Doesn't hold the same appeal as it used to.
No.
Brandon made you do it.
Yeah, he did. He did. It was good. So no, the shotgunning was not beer.
No, you didn't do well.
We can use this as a cleanser.
Okay. Very nice. So, Shannon, do you want to go and grab your picks, and then we'll...
You want me to do next?
Discuss those. Please do. Please take off your headphones so you don't drag microphone with me. With
I probably would do that, though.
Yeah. He would.
I'm pretty much a disaster. Okay.
You're fantastic.
So, should we do our... the comfort beers, a round of comfort beers, and then the round of...
Yeah, I'm not sure how I'm going to... Well, no, I like the fact that we're introducing everything, because maybe that'll... Because I still haven't figured out which one is my comfort and which one is my other... My ISO
beer. You don't necessarily have to make that distinction.
Made these rules. We can change them. We can break them.
And you could be... These are good for either or.
So, I don't want to jump in on the kind of science, but while she's still getting set up, my idea for comfort beer came from... It's a go-to beer when I don't see a selection of something exciting. If I have that, I know that's a guarantee. That's a home run.
Right.
That's going to be great. That's what I was thinking. Because when I remember, I did talk to you about how when I go to the liquor store, I feel like I'm paralyzed by choice and it's difficult. Meanwhile, Shannon's running around and try this one. Okay, try this one. Yes, you've made all these decisions for me. Now we can go home.
Right.
But there's just... Because these days, and especially here in Vancouver... There's not really any bad beer. Everything on there is pretty much spectacular and pretty great, generally speaking.
Right. I'm thinking
generally
you and I
speaking.
Have found all six of the terrible beers.
Yeah, that's true. I'm going to stamp your card. But the idea is everything is pretty great, so you can't sort of lose. I don't know. Maybe I'm just talking shit out of my ass. But anyways, to you, my dear.
Well, I misinterpreted yours altogether. I was thinking... completely apocalypse beer, just in general.
You love a theme.
I do love a theme. So I went with Arcus Pilsner from Driftwood Brewery because there's a beautiful archery photo on the front.
Yeah.
And if you've seen the bottle when they first came out, it was amazing.
The label on the bottle was truly
beautiful.
Stunning. They've carried it over to the can. Because
I feel like I would take up archery.
And you did for a while.
In the apocalypse. So, but this beer is really, really good.
What is it? Style?
It's a Pilsner.
Okay.
I just like it. It's another easy beer. Let's see.
So, and again,
the hops is a Hoblon. Hoblon hops?
Don't know.
Yeah. Not that it matters, but that's what it is. But I'm going to open up.
I don't want to be that guy that lies.
This is a beer I go to in the store, though, that if I can't find anything, this is what I usually go to.
Okay.
So. Yeah. I think it's another easy drinking one.
Okay.
It is a beautiful image on the can.
Mm-hmm.
Though, to be honest, with all the yellows and oranges, I would make the assumption drifting by it that this is a Radler of some sort.
Interesting.
Well, the bottle was really pretty when they did it in the bottle.
Yeah.
Because now they converted to can, it doesn't come across as amazing as the bottle looked.
Right.
The way they cut the label around the thing, it wasn't just a straight, like this, just
wasn't
a straight square
label.
It was actually shaped of her
right.
on the bottle. It was amazing.
Right. And then the way they've got it here, she gets a little lost.
Yeah.
You know, because her hair is kind of that straw.
Yeah. I really wish I had a bottle version of this because the bottle is just.
The trends
amazing.
Have moved on to cans, though.
You know,
yeah.
The style.
Total random aside. But that would make a really good book.
Mm-hmm.
Beer labels and all that sort of stuff.
Oh,
just a collection of the artwork of beer labels and the marketing and stuff that went with it.
I know I've seen that book throughout the ages, which would be now just blown up by a billion volumes because of all of the craft beer in each city around North America alone.
It's like
right?
album cover art.
Yeah.
You know, you can get all sorts of books on that.
That's exactly right.
I think it's a great idea. It's probably 10 years ago that the first one of those books started coming out.
That's right.
So,
a little late to the game.
You know, yeah. Tashin has their collection of.
Oh, yeah. We've bought a few of those. What's your second beverage you bought?
Well, you got to finish drinking.
Well, we're going to discuss what you brought.
Oh, you
want
to discuss the second
to go
one?
Around and sample.
But shouldn't we need to talk about this one first? Okay.
Mm. I think you covered it. I think I agree. It's a really.
It's just a Pilsner, but it's nice.
Just a Pilsner.
You know,
it's on the edge of being slightly IPA-ish.
Yeah, it has a very hoppy.
Yeah.
Not super hoppy, coming from the guys, not the.
Yeah, it's just hovering there.
And I'm finding myself going back to Pilsners and sort of some of those introductory flavors.
Kolsch,
simplistic,
Pilsner. That was sort of the idea I was getting at with the Asahi. That sort of crisp, clean, simple, you know, if it's the last beer you're going to consume en masse forever.
Oh,
you want to have a good time?
You just blew my mind because that's not even what I was thinking. But of course it is. You're right. End of the world beer. It means this is the last beer I'm going
to
freaking
have. Well, if you're trapped on a desert island, you have to make the assumption that that's it, right?
Well, honestly, with your
Kenny
first
Loggins
pick,
DVD.
I don't think beer would be my last thing I'd have in terms of alcohol.
Right?
I would do it in tequila and shit.
Right? That's the whiskey, right? End of the world. I got a 12 gauge. I got a bottle of something good. Come on over.
Yeah, awesome. So... Okay, and my second beer, I've been eyeballing this for a while, so I don't know what it's going to have to do with Apocalypse, but I feel like it could be a good one because it's cucumber and lime gose. Gosa. It's a sour beer.
And
it's by Nickel Brook Brewing, and it just kind of looks like a farm. Like you would make this on a farm if you had to.
That's where you would evacuate to once the first.
Plus, it has this little scientific logo.
Farm.
It has this little scientific logo on here, so I feel like it's
an atom.
Yeah, there you go. So I don't know. I have a feeling this is going to be amazing.
We've certainly had their stuff before.
Like, yeah, I see it.
Didn't we have one earlier today? Yeah. We did.
Oh, the logos on all over the bottle too. Yeah. That's a cool bottle, actually.
Cucumber and lime sour beer.
We've had cucumber sours before. Never
soured
cucumber and lime.
So I guess that would have to kind of do with it because it has the atom on there. And
what does that mean?
Because you're drinking atoms, it might save you.
Well, I think we've all had a cucumber sour beer before. So adding the lime to it would be nice and refreshing as well, I think.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think it's going to be terrible.
Okay, here's a rant. People who make beer labels, please don't put green on white in tiny letters. Some of us would like to read what you've written.
I know. I can't even read that far now.
I was going to make a joke about they've just reduced the font size in the last 2 years, but no, it's clearly that I'm 46 years old and I can't read shit anymore. But the color, green on...
I mean, it's beautiful. Don't get me wrong.
Let's go find a kid.
From a distance, it's
shelf
awesome.
Appeal.
Yeah, the cucumber and the lime, it's beautiful. Mm-hmm. I love that tapered bottle. Like, it's just
it's nice. Even the atom on there is really cool.
Let's go
like
on the extra
here.
Distance because the bottle shape is not unique.
It just looks like, you know, like in unique. Fallout where they have like the little Nicolas. That kind of reminds me. But yeah, we need a bottle opener for this one.
We do.
Oh.
We have one.
Down your next beer.
Yeah. Oh, down my next beer?
Or down that beer.
This is really good, though.
Arcus?
I'm going to say good choices so far.
I feel like this is going to be fantastic. I would be very shocked if we hated this one.
Okay. I'm going to go grab mine.
Look at that. It's even smoking. That's awesome. Look, oh, that's cool. I feel like I want a really full glass of this one.
Stop. And cucumber is one of those flavors that I just don't think gets used enough.
No.
Because it's such a refreshing.
Oh, it smells. Yeah.
I remember that.
Well, I can smell the cucumber.
You guys brought that cucumber sour.
Holy shit.
Back
okay.
from the States.
Oh, from Bellingham.
Yeah, yeah. You brought it over to my house. Great. That was.
Do you want to rinse your glass?
Awesome. I do.
Or you can use this one. There. Has anybody used this one yet?
Nope.
I should go rinse mine. I will be right back.
Oh, well, you guys can just rinse it. Please stand by. Or I'll pour this. You rinse that one, and I will do the
actually,
pour.
I will do
it. The smell, okay, the smell, you can smell it, like the cucumber. It's pretty freaking amazing. I'm already impressed, and I haven't even tried it.
Ooh.
Right?
Yes. That smells like cucumber, my friend.
I kind of want that in a perfume. That's good.
That is a good scent.
This was the last one when I bought it at the store, and I was surprised the next day when I went back that mm-hmm. it was still there.
Because people have not tried it.
This is pretty good.
Ooh, I can't wait till you get back and sit
down, my
friend.
And as a diabetic, a cucumber is a free food, and I can eat it all day long.
Right?
Even the little old cap has the atom on it.
Nickel Brook.
I haven't tried yet because I want to...
So I'm very excited to try this because I am a monumental fan of the sour beer.
Well, it's monumental. A, what is it, a Gose?
Gosa.
Gosa? I have a, I really like the Gosas.
Smell that.
Oh, that's really nice.
The first time I've
please
ever smelled
good.
Cucumber in a beverage, in a beer before. I don't even want to drink it. It just smells so good.
Whoa. I kind of get Jolly Rancher vibes from this.
I love the smell more than the taste first.
I do
understand
taste,
what you say about Jolly Rancher.
I taste the lime and the cucumber, though. Like, you really do taste it. I don't hate it, though.
It's
no. I don't hate it.
You know what it,
it
kind of tastes like? Pickle juice. No, but...
Yeah. Well, that makes sense.
Like, literally
yeah.
right out oh. of a pickle jar. Like, the pickles
apple.
Are gone.
The aftertaste.
Yeah.
Good call. Good pull.
So you're saying it might have like a vinegary?
No. The souring of
yeah.
it.
And but that, the lime can do that
you
know, do
a
that to
is
a cucumber.
Right?
But the lime and the lime can do that to a cucumber.
Yeah.
That's
I like it.
I don't hate it though. It's different enough to be like interesting. How do they get that cucumber scent to be so strong? Because cucumbers
yeah,
smell,
something.
But they don't smell like it's
like
having
cucumber.
A watermelon. You don't really smell or taste watermelon juice that much.
But it's, no, you identify it. But I think you're so used to synthetic watermelon
mm-hmm.
and
which
everything
is horrible.
Else.
Yeah. yeah, but real
so
watermelon doesn't
said,
really
when
have
you
any.
Said Jolly Rancher, it's like, yeah, that's what it actually reminds me of.
Mm-hmm.
Like an apple Jolly Rancher or something.
If you put mustard seeds in this and perhaps just a touch of floating bit of dill... I would swear that you would pour the pickle jar.
I can see
you're
what
right.
you say.
Yeah.
But I don't hate it, though.
No.
I kind of think it's interesting enough that I would probably buy it again.
I quite like drinking pickle juice. So
mm-hmm.
Pickle juice is amazing for diabetics.
Well, it's
if
good.
You have a,
it's good
like
for
a,
everybody. It just cleans out your system really well.
Yeah, yeah.
But that's
pickles,
what the...
Pickles.
So this is kind of weird. Like,
it's weird, but...
I don't,
cool.
I'd want to share this.
Yes.
I don't know if I could drink that whole...
I would.
It's not a 7th. It's a 500 milliliter.
It's a 500 milliliter. It's 4% alcohol.
It is
it's
one
only
of those.
Four.
Mm-hmm.
So that's then nice. I would not put this in my category of comfort. I would put
this
it in the category
fine.
Of something I want to share with friends and try.
I would drink a whole one.
Would you?
Just because it's so
as
weird
you, in
and
your
different.
Isolation?
Yeah. Just because it's like, it's different. I don't know.
It's absolutely
because in isolation, what you've discovered is all you have to drink is pickle juice.
That's right.
I like pickle juice, though. Pickles is my number one favorite food.
Right?
I will eat a jar of pickles. You know me. I have like three
that's
jars
true.
In the fridge right now.
You do.
I do like a good pickle. Yeah, it's nice.
You
it's...
know what? Clear that up.
I like it. It's so different, though.
It's very different.
They've got me on this one because I'm just like...
I wonder
it's working.
If you took the mint out. Or the lime.
I mean, actually, mint the, would be amazing in this.
Right, but if you took the lime out. Because I think with the sour, you get enough of the sort of acidic tart.
Yeah.
I don't get the lime from the scent at all. I get the cucumber. And that's what I want to drink right now.
Right, but when you're tasting it, lime it's way too limey. You know? So I think if you just had the soured... Cause,
there is salt in this.
Sure, because that's the ghost part.
That's Himalayan sea salt. Yeah,
yeah, okay. Ghost is... Yeah. But like the other one we were talking about, that sour that you brought back from Bellingham. That,
yeah.
It was... This... How do I describe it? This smells like cucumber rind. Yeah. For those of you that have ever cooked.
Oh, they must have done that.
Yeah. Because... This smells like the skin of cucumber, right. Not just the meat of it, which gives it way more potent.
So I also think they added the rind at the end.
Right.
After it, because it brings it back up again. Right.
So it's really nice, but I might take the lime out or tone it down just a bit.
I get that.
So that the sour part and the cucumber are the... So it would be a level, because it's coming across really pickly.
Mm-hmm.
Not that I dislike that, but I don't need to spend $8 or $9.
Yeah.
Like I could spend $5
and get no pickles?
Well, no, then I'd get pickles as well.
Yes.
And then I could just put vodka in the pickle juice, which I've done before, or you do shots of whiskey and have a pickle back.
It's a good beer for an in-between beer.
Right.
It's like yeah.
It's a good beer for a podcast.
It's an excellent beer.
I if you see it, I would totally try it because it's one of those things where
I would recommend people try it.
Yeah. If you like just like, whoa, beer, I haven't had nothing like this before.
Yeah. I don't think you're going to buy tons of it, but I don't think you're going to be like, oh my God, this is gross. Yeah.
It's a palate cleanser for sure.
It's a good one to share.
But yeah.
It's very interesting.
The smell is
I do agree. A little less on the lime would have been even
I still like it though. But I think if they didn't, I'm pretty sure they put lime rind at the end before bottling or whatever, just to bring it out. But they didn't have to do that.
But I like that they did it.
I like it, though. I don't hate it. I'm not dogging it at all. It's enough to be like,
and are where the hell did you come from? The peach sour that we drank earlier, which, to be fair, we guzzled down in a heartbeat. And it's awesome. The peach sour that this same brewer makes. Mm-hmm.
Oh, the peach is fantastic. Yeah. Is that terrific. What we bought you?
Yes.
That was what we had earlier. Fabulous
drink. So, please.
You know what? They're really good on the fruity sours.
They
are.
Yeah. They got their shit down.
They're really good on that. They've tapped into
But these are sour via yeast, right? These are
a Gosa, so that's what? It's not really, it's a bit soury, but
no. But they've soured it up using that.
During yeast.
Yeah.
I was just looking at the...
Because sour versus a traditional aged sour.
Yes.
I'm trying to read this. It is very hard to read. I was trying to get the hops.
Go get your spectacles, Grandma.
Styron?
Do we want to try this before yours, or do we want to save this to go...
No. Let me introduce mine.
That's...
And then we'll go
We can come
there.
Back.
So we've got a lot of bottles to finish off after this.
Absolutely. Okay, so there's two that I picked out. And the first one, even though I know you probably won't like it because you're not an IPA guy.
Oh, it's my favorite.
This is the
Hi-Li
Indian Pale Ale from Cigar City in Florida. Years and years and years ago when we were traveling down south, the first couple times that we went and I would go on my beer adventures and I would buy singles and take them home to Shannon's parents' place, there's one particular trip where just everything I tried, I was dumping out. It was so gross. It was so gross. It was so gross. This is probably like 10 years ago, at least, though. So it wasn't the styles, the craft beer trend hadn't really reached there. It did, but they just weren't masterful at the craft yet.
Right.
And finding an IPA was like, it just wasn't there. I mean, think about it, too. You're in a hot climate, so people are drinking more of that lighter beers in the sunshine.
Yeah,
the patio beer.
Yeah.
Well, and what's his name? The Margaritaville guy has got his Landshark beer just freaking dominates everything down there, right?
But it's from Tampa.
Right.
And I have a little add to that, too.
Okay. So, finally, I think either I was talking to somebody there or they just pointed me into this direction, or... Maybe I found out about this after we left Florida. So the next time I went, it was like, oh, Hi-Li, I'm going to try this. This was great. I, I think that's wrong. I think I just bought this, discovered it, and was just like, holy crap, this is great. Finally, after like good. 10 or 15 beers,
I found one that I liked. They get lineups outside their brewery every time I release. Like, lineups like down like two
You've
or three blocks.
You've had other beers from Cigar City,
too. So, here,
we had a dark beer, I think.
We got the Florida Cracker, which was Pilsner beer, I think. Or it's just a simple lager. It's something like fancy. Cracker.
It's so good.
So,
yeah.
Down in the River District, the Everything Wine business there, that guy Mark has brought in this beer. And so when we were in there like a couple months ago, I thanked him for bringing in a beer from Florida, because I've not seen this in Washington State. Right. And he got it. He's like, oh yeah, we've got a couple of things from them.
He had one the first time, and I said, please bring in more beer if you can.
Yeah.
And he finally got the cracker in, so now there's two
that
come in. So he knows.
He remembers us, so maybe one would have to imagine
it's going to have to be badass because it's named after one of the deadliest sports in the world.
Oh, yeah. I also have a tidbit as well.
Oh, yeah.
This beer is one of the exclusive beers that are at Disney World.
No kidding.
Yes.
Really?
In every bars, all the bars
These
have.
These guys are laughing their guts out.
Yes. So I only knew because I saw Tyler Travel's TV.
Mm-hmm.
That's the beer he gets every time he goes down. And he said that's what's consistently in all the different places.
Wow. That's that must be for a brewery. Like
that's the gold mine.
Well, like creating a great video game that, you know, that's some great company comes along and goes, yep, we'll take that. We'll publish it. Yeah. You know what I mean?
We've had other beers from them too. And I've been impressed with everything they've put out.
Yeah, they're great.
Obviously, they're limited releases we only get when we're in Florida.
Yeah.
But I've been impressed.
They're in Tampa, right? So we'll have to go
back
to Tampa.
And we need to actually drive to Tampa and actually go there.
My second beer is what I guess is probably my comfort one. This is from Steel and Oak. This is the West Coast ESB, their seasonal appeal. This was a beer that they brought out right when Steel and Oak started about 5 years ago. And I was kind of into this ESB thing right at that time.
What does ESB stand for?
Extra special bitters.
Oh.
Is that another way of saying IIPA?
No, that's different. That's an Indian pale ale, which is another example.
Bitters is a very different, distinct.
Are they actually putting bitters in?
I really hope it's extra special bitters, but it's something bitters. I'm just panicking. Yeah. But anyways, they made this beer right when they came out, and then it dropped off. It went away for a while.
Right.
And then just this last year, they brought it back. And it's just like, oh my God, this was such an excellent freaking beer. Because this sort of gives you a bit of an IPA kind of direction, but not.
No.
But it's a unique.
I can't even remember. There was a bitters for years that I used to drink. Not all the time, but on a pretty regular basis. Of course, it's a UK beer.
Yeah.
You know, where bitters is a
thing. I love British beer, though.
Yeah. I'm excited.
This
I'm jacked.
Great.
You actually have to finish the rest of your beers. You're lagging behind.
Well, then somebody take over a hosting duty.
You just got to shoot it down.
Duty.
Which one is that? Is that your pickle?
That's the pickle juice. Pickle juice.
And what was that? Oh, that was the...
Japanese?
No.
No, that was the... Arcus? Was it?
Yeah. Did it have a bit of an IPA flavor?
It just went down and I didn't even pay attention.
Okay.
Because I'm a rookie.
Hardly.
You gotta down that shit.
Ooh.
It's pickly.
Pickly.
I still like it, though. I love pickles, so...
It's not a knock. It's just...
It's quite
a striking flavor. I don't know how to describe... I think people would just be overwhelmed by it.
Yeah.
Like you said, I don't think people will dislike it.
Mm-hmm.
But I think when you go to drink a beer... That collection of flavors is not exactly what I think people are expecting.
Right? Yeah.
Though, I don't
Which
know.
Which is part of what you and I love about the sours anyways.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. But.
And I like sours like a small black hole in my mouth. Like I like sours that are trying to suck my brain into my, sour beer.
Yeah.
Though I don't know, you say Goza has a lot of, there's a salt flavor to the Goza.
Yeah.
I think that for me, that's part of that. I get a lot of the salt in that with the cucumber.
Yeah.
It's great. And like you said, it's a really good palate cleanser. Like mm-hmm. this is,
it's
instead
a good
of water, don't drink water between samples.
Just
drink this.
Just drink
right.
this.
Yeah. Fair enough.
Yeah. It's a good, fun, like bring to a party and everybody try kind of.
Yeah, very much.
Yeah. It was funny, though, because, I mean, there's so much, when I was standing there paralyzed in fear of, or paralyzed by decision.
I don't know why you said decision, your fear, but...
I can't make a goddamn choice.
That would be overwhelmed.
It is overwhelmed.
Mm-hmm. You are not going to survive the apocalypse.
I know.
My God, the wave is right there.
I can tell you a good example.
I don't know about this.
Let me just give you a good example of why you won't survive the apocalypse.
Okay.
When
we lived in Marple.
Yep.
The power pole thing blew outside of our window.
Ah, yes.
I ran as fast as I could because I didn't know what the fuck it was. I ran as fast as I could out, almost out the door. And you're at the window going, like,
what was
just
that?
Staring out the window.
What was
I'm
that
like,
sound?
Don't go see what
it
is.
Like a gunshot.
That's right.
Was
don't
it a gunshot?
Don't go stick your face
hey,
out
is that a
the
guy
window.
With a gun?
Meanwhile,
why is he pointing the gun
your
at me?
Wife is out the
and
door.
Okay.
Should I wave at him?
Hey, hey, you.
That's a nice gun.
You're just like, yeah. What was that? I'm
and now
kissed.
I'm dead.
Right?
And I'm a runner. A like if something I know sounds, yeah. It's bad.
Look,
I usually run.
It's like Cloverfield. Yeah. I know it's a giant monster. I'm still going to look.
Yeah.
Exactly.
It's
I don't
kill
need
me,
to look.
But
I just
got to see a giant monster.
Fight or flight.
I don't need
she
to look.
Flight.
I just I'm a flight. I go.
I'm not
gone.
Even fight.
I'm not even fight.
No, I'm just dumb.
What this?
I'm just
only
like,
fighting will happen if it comes after me.
That's
but...
a pretty light.
Yeah.
I'm the guy
that's
who gets
exactly
eaten.
Him.
I'm the guy who gets eaten by the big fish
with the dangly
that's
light.
The dangly light. I'm like, that's pretty.
That's exactly
you. Have
you.
Nice teeth.
If you flash shiny things in front of you, you're like, ugh.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. And I'm like, fuck this. I'm out.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah. So.
She says, walking around the house in a jangly t-shirt. Yeah. Scott, what?
Yeah.
All right, so
what
we
I was saying was, I couldn't figure out what was the beer that is my go-to because, you know, as we've spoken, I like grabbing different things every time I go. And grabbing
public
different
transit
beers
nightmare.
Every time we go there.
Yeah.
So I don't know what I'm talking about.
Well, no, because we were looking at beers. I was thinking of the COVID-19 and things related to it. And I was like, there was one called Transit. I'm like, yeah, you wouldn't take Transit right now.
Right.
So.
And I didn't even consider that. And that made sense. And then that impacted my selection as well. You added more data onto this problem. More
but how
decisions.
About this? Why don't we try them?
Yeah.
And then you can make your decision.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah, let's do this one first because I haven't had that in a while and I'd love to try
okay.
it again.
Do you want to rinse some glasses? Or do you guys?
I already rinsed mine, but I can rinse yours.
Thank you. Okay, so this is the High Life from Cigar City.
And please remind me before we sample the Field House, it has listed all the yeasts, the grains, all the stuff in it,
mm-hmm.
so I can read that out just in
yep.
case people
okay.
are interested.
Is this your glass here?
Yeah, big
is it?
One. Oh, look at
I
that color.
Like saying Jai Alai.
Is it Jai Alai or High Life?
It's High Life.
It's High Life.
Is this one been rinsed?
Yep.
It has?
Yep. It has a very
so
amber
see.
Color. Very orangey amber.
It does. Mm. Everything's been light beers. You know what I should have grabbed was the Hawaiian coconut dark porter.
Yeah, no
that
stouts,
is that
no
was
porters.
My go-to.
Interesting.
Yeah, but if you're
But that would feed you cuz it's thicker.
But if the outbreak is in winter, I might want a porter or a stout.
I love a good porter in the summer
I'm still
though.
Still going with a 12 gauge of my whiskey.
Yeah. Is there orange in this? I can't remember.
What do you think?
I like it.
Wow!
No, I like pale ales. Like, I like a traditional pale ale. What I never enjoyed.
I was right.
Is there
hints
orange?
Of clementine.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Oh, it's delicious. And it probably
and
adds
caramel.
To the color.
Yeah. Not an IPA guy.
I like IPA. What I don't like is I never enjoyed when craft brewing first started to come around.
Just so much of it.
Everybody's idea of making a craft beer was simply putting more hops into it.
900 pounds of hops into it.
And if you're into that, fill your boots. I, on the other hand, like
look at that lacing.
This to me.
It's definitely got a hoppy aftertaste for sure.
Is the perfect.
But it's a nice hop.
Like, this is a great IPA.
Yeah.
If you like IPA, you're just your good standard IPA, this is ideal. I'm not an IPA fan, like you said. I love this.
Yeah, wow.
Crisp, refreshing, awesome.
It says it was brewed with 6 hop varieties.
But that's the thing.
But
is
small
people,
amounts
some,
of each.
Some
yeah,
people
for
like,
sure.
Well, no, it depends on if it's an aromatic hop or a bittering hop.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of people really love bitters. Josh had some friend who he was at the opt-in, he just, the more bitter, the better. And it's just like, I can't even stomach it. I can't even get the
Well, you reached your limit when you had the 160-minute IPA.
The 120 IPA, yeah.
It was a 120,
yeah.
160.
Yeah, 120.
That was way too much.
It's way too extreme.
Yeah. The orange helps with the hops.
It's
yeah.
really good.
Great. Awesome. Yep.
And please don't get me wrong. If it wasn't for the overhopping of beers, I would have never complained in that beer store, mm-hmm. and that guy would have never introduced me to sour beers.
That's just it.
Which is, you know.
There's so many different options, and it's, I mean, I do like a lot of the varieties, but there's categories that I don't thrive upon.
And
I cannot stand barley wine.
Oh, I don't like that either.
The problem with barley wine is it comes across as it's a strong beer.
Or
the high
mead.
Oh, I like mead.
Can't get mead.
Oh, I like mead.
We had mead at Keats, I think.
Yeah, I don't love it.
If you're ever in Las Vegas, go to the Aria Hotel.
Mm-hmm.
They have a bar in there which has 199 taps, seven of which are mead.
Wild.
Ice cold, fresh from the tap, pint of mead, which is a honey alcohol, for those of you who don't know, is glorious. And
would the world of beers have
there's
that?
There's a high level of alcohol in it, yeah. and it's a jaunty high. It's kind of your couple of those pints, you're happy-go-lucky.
Yeah.
A couple more pints, you're still happy-go-lucky, but probably getting arrested.
Mm-hmm.
And then after that, well, you are a Viking, so who fucking cares?
There's a bar in Vegas that has, I don't know, it's a beer bar, and all their tables have beer pong setups on the table.
We never made it there, did we?
I know. It could have been an Irish bar. I can't remember.
Yeah.
But my friend Don was there once, and every table set up for beer pong, which we all know I'm a beer pong champion.
You are. Okay, so the next beer is the Steel & Oak West Coast.
And this is a bitters.
This is a bitters.
I'm excited. So I haven't had a bitters in a long time.
A bitters and
so
then...
So funny. We have no duplicates?
No. I should have gotten
very interesting. What was that?
I should have got the Hawaiian Porter, because that is my go-to as well.
Yeah.
The Hawaiian Porter.
Right. Is that clean glass?
This is clean. I'm good.
Okay. Then I will pour it to you.
Yeah, I was talking about the, what is it, Maui Brewing? Coconut Hawaiian Porter. Mm. Such a good beer. Now I'm just going to run down there and grab it.
I just drank a little bit of water from a rinsed glass, thinking it was... Similar color?
Weird smell.
Oh, that smell. See, it smells like an IPA to me. It smells hoppy. Look at the head on that sucker.
That's what she said.
Yep.
Oh, it's
what? That
it's
it smells
strange.
Hoppy? Or
look
at the
head
on
that sucker.
Both.
This one's even... We're going darker. This is the darkest beer we've had so far.
But it's not even that dark. Well, we don't know what the field
everything else
going
has
on.
Been really light.
Someone speak.
I'm just thinking.
It's not good in a podcast.
Yeah, you're right. It's not.
He's not loving it.
No. My first reaction is not awesome.
Hmm.
I don't hate it.
I like it, guys.
It is on the IPA side of things, but a little bit more. It
weird.
Smells really good.
Oh, really?
It smells amazing.
I think it has a weird smell.
Oh, I just made
there
it.
Is a...
Maybe because I have
it
more
could be
foam.
The glass, too.
Can you see that? I poured Babar.
Ooh.
Babar?
It's
like Babar. Babar.
You know what? It can't be the glass because I rinsed it.
I hope it's not cross-contamination.
That can happen, though. You know what? You know when we were at Pico Brewing and Annie was
mm-hmm.
telling me that when the beer starts tasting weird,
mm-hmm.
and you think it's different than what you normally used to have, it's because they're overusing their yeast. Because they usually reuse the yeast,
right?
And sometimes if they overuse it too
mm-hmm.
many times,
that could be.
Does it taste the same that you remember?
Now it could be because all my taste buds have been blown out by the IPA and the sour and everything else. I mean, we have, and certainly that Gosa for sure.
No, you can clean your palate.
Not as awesome as I remember it. I still like it. I like it, I think, more than you guys have liked. Of my two choices, I like the Highlight more at the moment.
There is something
like
off
it,
with this. It could be just
maybe,
a weird batch.
Maybe. It's a tremendous beer, though, so don't let this experience
stop
you from trying it.
It's fine. It's more of an IPA type of taste, though. Hmm. It could be just the flavor of hops they chose.
Yeah, and it's, I don't know, it because we just had the Hi-Li, which is really good, this kind of just comes across as kind of a
disappointment.
A lesser version of it.
It's giving me acid reflux, too.
And the weird thing is, I can't remember the last time I had a True Bitters.
Right.
So I have no mental comparison that I could really draw it to. Okay. Mm-hmm. It's not terrible. I wouldn't buy it.
Damn it.
Oh, well.
I'm trying to see what hops it is.
But like you said, maybe it's that batch. I'd try it again, but I don't know if I'd buy it.
Okay. They don't say what hops. They just say water, barley, hops, yeast.
But the Hi-Li. The Cigar City Brewing Hi-Li India Pale Ale, boom. If you like pale ale,
give it a try.
This is really good.
That would not be my go-to. I would rather
shocking from the location of where it's at, because I think that's.
I'd rather have this for sure.
A younger brew community.
I would actually state that if you've never tried an IPA, or you know, because you got worried about all the hops and stuff, and you wanted to, or you wanted to introduce somebody to an IPA. This would be an excellent choice. It gives you all the stuff that IPA does, but it doesn't overwhelm in any way. It doesn't have the lingering, like some IPAs, you have that lingering after flavor where you just say, I don't want to taste
it. You got to work to drink it.
Right. You know what I mean? Well, and then there's some of them where it's just like you're drinking your way to the bottom of a pond. It's just,
right.
You know. But,
years ago, when in my early days of craft beer, we used to go to this restaurant for beer samples called the Ram. The food was not great, but it was just I could go and I could get a flight of beers because flights weren't as synonymous as where you get them everywhere now. I would get to the point where I get to the IPA and I'd be like, oh, guys, your glass is not clean. Like, there's something about the odor on it,
right.
and it wasn't, it was the hops, but I wasn't recognizing it back then, so I was put off thinking that I was drinking out of a dirty glass.
Right.
No, it's clearly something with that beer, that style of IPA was just that. Yeah, I haven't been there in forever. I should go back and try it and see. Washington State.
Okay.
So like closer to Seattle.
I'm on Untappd reading reviews on it, because I would like to know what hops is. ESB. I think it's the hops they've chosen, because there's some hops I just don't like.
What is it?
Someone said much toned down in taste than I had last had it. I still really like the flavors, but it appears muted. Maybe it's older, close to death.
Hmm.
That's why I was wondering. Has it changed?
This could have been sitting on the shelf for a while.
But has
You're
it
right.
changed since the last time you've had it? They may have messed with the recipes. Much of a difference
once it's in the can. Like,
I don't know. I mean, one thing.
October 1st, 2019.
That's pretty new.
Is that the day?
That's canning date?
Is that the canning date?
Yeah.
That's 5 months old.
No, it should be fine then.
Yeah.
It's still 5 months old, though.
There's lots of beers that you're buying have been in
the can
storage.
It's fine. Yeah,
they
last a long time.
The can.
I mean, it's getting 4.5 stars for the most part.
Oh, awesome! Yeah.
But I'd like to know what hops is in there, because there's some hops I just don't like. So.
What I also don't know is this back? I mean, it is called Seasonal Appeal. So was this out for the winter time?
That might be the thing too. Seasonal beers. They vary. Like, if they're only doing the recipe for 3 months at a time or whatever. Because I've discovered this in other beers, sours specifically, because sours are a weirdly seasonal thing.
Should be.
Which is weird. You got to leave it in a barrel for 5 years. Who cares what it is, whether it's spring or winter? Nonetheless, because it's seasonal, I've had seasonal variations of the same sour beer that taste dramatically different.
Yeah.
From one season to the next. Same brewer, you know, same company, same everything. Yet in a 12, I guess technically 9 month span.
Yeah.
something changed. Maybe they didn't, you know, the recipe did. So maybe this is
or just, like an ingredient they can't get anymore and they substituted.
Or, or whomever they're getting it from, maybe the supplier changed.
Because I do remember having this and I don't remember hating it. I remember liking everything for them.
I don't hate it. I don't want to say I haven't hated anything.
But something may not be right with it.
It's just it was a bit of an.
Even the smell
to me was a little off.
Yeah, that's. And the glasses have been rinsed multiple times, so it's not the glass.
Before we do that, I'm gonna.
I will say this. A guy on Untappd, someone named Mark B, said tastefully hoppier than the typical ESB. Think it needs more body though, which is very true.
And maybe the ESB is a drink I just don't know enough about to be.
Yeah.
Observing it anyways.
Did you hear that?
No, say that to me again.
Okay, I'm going to say this again. Mark B on Untappd said it's tastefully hoppier than the typical ESB. Think it needs more body.
Hmm.
Which I think he's probably correct. That's more accurate. It needs something. But I do think if you remember it the way you remember it, that it probably has changed a little
bit. Well, and I bought one a couple of months ago. And it was fantastic. Absolutely loved it. But it was the first thing I drank. It was the only beer
I
drank.
Well, it's seasonal. It probably tastes different every season. Every time they redo it. So. Mm-hmm.
And the thing with.
I mean, beer does do its own thing. And if it could change the flavor, the hops could be a little bit stronger. They could be fresher.
Right.
So, yeah.
But it should last in the can. That's why the can is so good. The can was looked down upon for so long in the industry because it was associated with shit beer. And then, but the glass bottle doesn't protect beer long enough. The beer goes off sitting in the sunshine. You know, Corona beer in the glass clear bottle is the worst way to deliver a beer ever.
Yeah.
But now that the trend has shifted to cans, it's the closest thing to it being in a keg, right? It's surrounded by tin or aluminum or whatever these are made out of, and it protects the beer from light, and that will keep it fresher longer.
If you want to quickly peruse through that, that's the explanation of the beer, because that kind of explains they have changed it a little bit.
Yeah, it's a dry hopped ESB.
Wow.
One of our favorite beers at Steel and Oak was our old flagship brew, the dry hopped ESB, like many ESBs before it, suffered from being called an ESB, a style which not many people know. Riding the hop forward ale category has been below a 5% threshold. I don't want to keep reading.
But it does say that they've changed it a little bit, I think, in there.
Well, the other thing that happened at Steel and Oak, too, is the original brewer that they had was a German-trained brewer, and I think he was actually from Germany. And so when James and Jordan started the business, they connected with this person. I think he was their head brewer for the first couple of years, and then returned to Germany at some point. So they've got a new head brewer there now. So I'm sure they have all the recipes and all that, but I don't. Maybe it's changed slightly.
But I think hops changed season to season.
I stand by my purchase of 2 months ago when I had it, and it was freaking fantastic.
No, I don't hate it. I just, out of all the beers we had today, there's other ones I prefer.
Well, let's move on from it. Birthday boy,
I'm on my way.
He is doing his social mediaing right now. Social media whore.
The
one thing I'd like to know is what hops they use, and they're not mentioning it at all.
Right.
Because that I really there is a hop I don't like, and I feel like this is the hop.
All right. So the last beverage that we're gonna sample here is the Fieldhouse, the sour noir with cacao that I brought. The fermentation yeasts. Fermentation is fetter aged. I don't know what fetter is. F-O-E-T-E-R.
Eddie Fetter.
Eddie Fetter.
Singer of Pearl Jam.
So there's Belgian Monastery strain. There is a Brett Lambicus. There's a Brett Brew. Pedicocus. A BC Select 2-Row. And then, Grain Bill. BC Select 2-Row.
2-Row. Love it.
Wheat Oats Special. Chocolate. Kaffa. I have no idea what any of that means. I hope that means somebody to somebody.
Yep. Chuo is a grain.
Ah. So, note, aged in a white oak for 11 months, then split three ways. A dark sour ale with notes of dried fruit and dark malts. This batch features cacao nibs, bringing out the dark chocolate character of the base beer. So, these are sours, they're Pinot-based. The other two we had were fabulous.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, I bought another one the other day, the Pinot Noir Pinot, which is doubling down on the Pinot. If you like sours...
That's what she said.
And who doesn't want a little doubling down on the Pinot, right? Mm-hmm. It is my birthday, after all.
That's funny.
Yeah, if you... I don't know what to say. These are...
I have a mind of a 13-year-old.
You can stop talking and open it.
I could. Yeah. Could you pass me the opener?
That's rude as a host.
I know.
I'm a terrible host.
Well, what I am is a terrible sharer, and I just thought if I kept talking, people would get bored and move on. I could just put it back in the bag. No one
Whoa!
Oh,
let me go get...
Ooh. Oh, I got it on your carpet.
That's fine. I got a carpet cleaning gun anyway.
Asshole
installed white now the question is, can you do a shot from your hand? All the stuff that caught your hand?
Of course I can. Of course I can. I'm 48, not 12.
Hand shot.
Oh. Oh, baby.
So this last beer, we're going to cut from our hands.
That's right.
That reminds me of Jessica when she threw up in her hand, and it was so graceful. She was like, and it just all stayed. She was so great about it.
Who's that?
Jessica Ritchie.
My pseudo-sister.
Yeah, Scott's pseudo-sister. They were all born on June 8th.
Oh, hello.
Hey.
Scott is on all fours right now.
Yeah, and I thought I was about to get a birthday handy, but he was just moving me around to clean up the mess I made.
I said there'd be birthday candy.
Oh, well, I don't care what she's named. Well, hopefully that will be edited.
But also, who names their kid Candy?
Someone
Candy's the name you take on.
Someone who wants a hooker for a child.
There's been no...
no official candy.
There's been no Supreme Court judge named Cinnamon.
You don't know that.
They would actually probably change their name.
Maybe.
I was almost Daisy, though. My mom was going to name me Daisy Lee.
Mm.
Instead, it's Shannon Lee.
Because she likes them high shorts. I like them.
I don't think I can actually live with the name Daisy. I would have to change it.
What about Daisy Ridley? She lives with it.
Yeah.
There you go.
I can't do it.
And
not with
three
the Lee. Not
now,
with Lee attached to it.
She's like Hayden Christensen. Thanks for fucking up three more. I can't. Let's be true. Hayden Christensen.
Where is he? Still making more money than you and I are.
Well, he made more money in those three terrible movies than I'll ever make. Good for him.
Yeah.
And Daisy, again, I can't even blame him. If you write terrible scripts, the actors are going to make terrible movies.
Is there
movies.
Like bourbon or something in this?
It's barrel aged,
right? Okay. So this is.
I could. We brought back to the Jameson at the beginning.
This is an actual sour, so it's been aged.
Wow.
And that's what the Pinot is. I think they're aged. And can you taste the cacao?
No.
Is that what they call cocoa, is cacao?
Yes.
Yeah. But I very much like it.
Oh, this is really good.
Okay, see.
This is the real deal. This is not a kettle sour. This was 11 months
in a
barrel.
I don't hate it. I'm just not a whiskey bourbon person.
It's a lot to drink down.
It's a lot, for sure.
But it is tasty.
It is. But it also tastes like drunk.
Mmm. You got some tasty junk, brother. That's all.
That's
all I gotta say.
What I just
these,
move
these
on
are
and
Jean
ignore
salad
that.
Balls.
These are, just gonna keep moving past that.
Wait, how do you know that?
All right, professional. My bad.
Yeah. How dare you come into my house?
It definitely. When I smell it, it's totally. I can taste the barrel
age
in there. Yeah.
I swear I'll put that up. You and I once had done a night where it was a lot of barrel age things, and I just got to my breaking point,
right,
where I was just like, this is too much.
Yeah.
I never want to drink this again. I can't do it. And I'm so glad you brought this, because this is exquisite.
Yes, they're nice.
I can see you liking it. I don't think it's a... It's still good, but I don't think I would go to it.
I couldn't drink the whole thing myself.
No.
Because I'm not a whiskey fan or a bourbon fan.
And for those who like the other Field House... okay, so these particular ones come in a little tapered bottle. They're not your sort of regular shaped bottle. These are a special run. The other ones, which are mostly sours, are all really nice, but most of them, I think, are kettle sours. So there's a little less of that quantum singularity happening in your face.
Quantum singularity.
Right? Bam. Little science thrown at you.
Big words.
But these,
what's up, college?
I don't know. I drove right past it to go get high. These
quantum synchronous.
These are not kettle sours, like you said. These are barrel aged, so they're sour. Like,
yeah.
If you're not, like, I would recommend to get into sours. There are other versions, like the bottle that you bought me, the dark sour, which is like a blueberry sour. Kettle sour, it's got a hint of sweet. It's got the sour in there. This is, like you said, this is much like the Gosa.
Mm-hmm.
This is a share bottle.
Yeah.
Right? This is everybody gets a little
bit. Yeah. You know what I mean? It's like like trying to drink this.
Well, see, I could do both of those.
Well, you probably could.
but that's me. But as a recommendation, this would be a great thing if you're doing an evening like we've just done, where it's, hey, everybody bring a little sample something.
Yeah.
This is an excellent addition to any sample table.
No, I don't hate it. Like you said, I couldn't drink a whole one because I would be totally fucked at the end of it. And it also reminds me of the time where I drank a whole bottle of Wild Turkey by myself.
Mm-hmm.
Not by myself, but just myself.
Yeah.
And I remember that moment, so that brings me back to that smell and that flavor. It is
7.25% alcohol.
Wow.
So
you know, I have to...
And it's a 500ml bottle, so...
It is a genius way of doing beer, though. Putting it in whiskey barrels. Or absolutely. Is it whiskey or bourbon?
It doesn't say. Pina?
Or is it...
It just says that a white oak, so I don't...
I'm assuming it's a whiskey barrel.
It might just be white oak. It might have just been a fresh barrel. Because they normally list if it's...
It does smell, though, of a whiskey, though.
So what I'm going to say about this, and it's so fitting that you've positioned this to be the last beer, that... And going real, real dark on this, if this is the isolation end of the world beer, if this was the last beer I'd ever had, this would be a fucking just.
So this God is like it, the this is like the aged wine or whatever you had stocked away,
this is a masterpiece.
Waiting for the moment to drink it. This would be the beer.
Yeah,
for sure. I can see that.
And all things considered, they run about. There's three. There's the cacao. There's the Pinot Noir, and there's one other.
That's the best of the three.
The Pinot Noir. This one?
That one's the best of the three.
You like that one the best?
Yeah.
Would you put this in your emergency kit?
Yeah.
Yeah. Along with the can opener and the canned foods and the water.
And the last beer I'm going to drink.
That would be in it?
Before I blow my head off with Ray.
Because everybody's cray cray?
Yeah.
Everybody needs toilet paper.
Yeah.
Blow your head off.
Well, you have the shotgun.
Okay. Well, wait. Are you already there? Are you trying to get at me?
You're just already there.
Because if you're already there.
I figured that the three of us would be going out in a blaze of glory.
Like
Thelma
and Louise?
I thought we'd just be getting drunk and protecting our beer.
You're just completely Thelma and Louise-ing us altogether.
I've already established that both of us are flight or fright or whatever.
I'm running. Fire. Doesn't mean I'm dying.
You're flight.
No, you and I are, we're just ignoring the whole apocalypse.
And I'm gone. I'm just gone.
Shannon's ran away. You and I are blissfully ignoring everything. We're like, fuck COVID-19.
And just staring out the window.
COVID-19? What does this pole taste like? I should lick it.
Hey.
Tastes like COVID-18.
Right? COVID-20, baby.
It wasn't like COVID-18.
Nothing was. Oh, the golden age.
You put some lime with that COVID-19.
Why in 19, though?
I don't know. I don't know where these names come from.
I wonder if it's like a scientific thing. Like it has to do with like how many like
coronavirus was really screwing with people. And the people that made Corona were real upset because they were losing sales. So then they started using the COVID-19.
What does Corona stand for?
And now Trump is using the
crown.
Oh, is it just crown?
Now Trump, of course, is using the...
Have you ever looked at the sun and you see that weird circle around it? Yeah. Like, that's a corona as
okay.
well.
Okay. I'm just trying to think of where they got this name from.
I don't know.
But it has nothing Google to do it. With the crown. No. It's all chest.
Oh, and who knows? Like, somebody could have come along and said corona because the actual shape of the nuclei or whatever could have, you know, who knows?
Yeah.
And COVID-19, one would imagine.
Where's the V from COVID coming from? Like,
well, that probably
is a scientific name.
But that is the real name?
COVID probably stands for corona? Something else. And yeah. 19 is probably that's the variant of it. Mm. These all mutate, right? That's the thing about it that everybody's freaked out. It wasn't COVID-19 when it left China.
Hmm.
But the Chinese virus.
Don't say that. That's so mean.
Yeah.
Well, it's mean. I'm making fun of them.
I kind of feel like...
it's just...
Yeah. I kind of feel like we also had other viruses we haven't heard of, and it just kind of made its rounds.
The Spanish virus.
No, that was a real one. The Spanish flu.
Yeah.
You didn't live through that. It killed like a shitload of people.
I was not around in 1917.
Yeah.
I went back to the High Lie.
Yeah.
Because that was my second favorite of the evening. But we are juggling a lot.
I do think that this was my favorite.
But
this was the highlight just because it was so freaking weird. That was good.
Let's bring that. Because this is, again, so the field is my, if we're going to go with the end of the world drink.
Yep.
The field. Trapped on a desert island, I'm sticking with the Asahi. Because that's what, because that was, right? Because you said pure comfort. Pure comfort for me is whiskey, right?
Okay.
That's the thing that's going to be in my back pocket all the time. If it's end of the world and I want something to go with my whiskey, I'm having the Field House.
Okay.
Right? But if I'm trapped on a desert island, I might not want the whiskey so much. I want the Asahi. Because I can drink this over and over and over and over and over and over.
Right.
The High Life would be second on the desert island thing. Then I would, not the Gosa, but the, what's
Arcus.
It called? Arcus. Because they're very similar. The Gosa, I like it. I don't know what to do with it.
It's fascinating, though. Like,
I just don't know where to put it.
If it's in a different category.
It's kind of like a little, I don't want to say dessert beer, but like a...
In a way, it doesn't fit in with this idea because you bought it because
it does.
That sounds great.
Because you know what limes do?
But you've never had it before. Everything else here we've had and we've got a history with.
But limes
so
cure.
It's the wild card. She told you she's the fucking wild card. But I'm glad that you brought it because
limes
it is
cure
so...
things.
Damn you. That's a good point. it's...
Even I am not going to use the excuse alcohol is a medicinal fix to my... post-apocalyptic problems.
Yeah.
Actually, that's a lie.
Do you know
you
how hard it was
Fallout 4.
To get limes when all these viruses...
Are you fighting scurvy?
Yeah, fighting scurvy. You needed limes.
Yeah.
So, yeah. You know, you can also use an antibacterial thing.
Mm-hmm. So, after you've had these all now, where would you, based on the method that Ray has just established?
Me?
The final beer that you would have...
I think I would take this with me.
Really?
Okay.
Just because it'll like...
Is that desert island or end of the world?
That would be end of the world.
So that's the High Life.
Yeah.
That's the last beer you're... No, wait.
I mean, if I...
The last
if I only
beer
had
ever
beer, I would probably choose like a tequila. But I like this one. Desert island, I'd probably bring Argilis. Because...
Arcus.
Arcus. Because... Hey, I like looking at the bottle or the can.
Yeah.
And
great cans.
It makes me happy. And there's a nice sunshine in it.
By day 8 of being trapped on that island, you're like, listen, you archery bitch.
I will be talking to this woman on the can.
Catch me
like
a fish.
My, it's my volleyball.
Wilson.
Yeah. It's my Wilson. Plus, she's a badass bitch on here, man. With a bow and arrow. Yeah. It's pretty fucking cool. Like, if I could run around with a bow and arrow all the time, I would. Or sword.
Why can't you?
Or sword.
Because
it's awesome. So I would think these two bears. How do you say this again?
High Lie.
High Lie?
Pale Ale from Cigar City.
Because I'm not into the... I like dark beer. If I had that coconut, Hawaiian coconut porter, that could have been my last...
Okay, here's a random question for the magical genie. Is there refrigeration on this desert island?
Obviously.
Okay.
No, it'd be warm beer.
That's a different
category.
But you
can put it in the water depending on which coast you're on.
See, get over the... Let's lose the
well, last beer would still be cold.
Just last day. The last day but wherever you are.
Last beer would still be cold, but if you had to drink an island beer...
But I'm talking
beer,
desert island.
Because that would taste okay,
you went rogue
warmer.
With the theme. Isolation, though, could mean anything and could mean a desert island.
That's
so,
right.
Yeah.
Well, the last beer is still going to be cold, right?
Yeah.
Last beer is still going to be cold because it's your last beer before everything goes to hell. But on island, the lighter beers would still taste decent enough, like this, like the, how
it's
do you say this?
It's not great warm, Asahi.
It's not great warm?
It's not great warm.
It depends on which island you're on. Is it like Keats Island where the water's cold all the time?
Well,
you can put it in the water?
The ocean's cold all the time. It doesn't matter where you are.
No, take that back. Florida ocean is 98 degrees.
Yeah, it's not the ocean. That's just a giant toilet.
All of it's a giant toilet.
No, but I drove all the way across the United States, was in a VW van for days in the boiling heat, get to Florida, get out, and I'm like, oh, the ocean, go jogging in there. And I was like, what the... Like, I literally had a temper tantrum on
the
beach.
He had the same tantrum.
It's too warm.
Yeah,
he wouldn't think it would be cool.
I want to get cooled off.
A lady walked out from a bar,
handed
me a beer. She's like, welcome to Florida, honey. The water ain't cold here. And I'm like, that's bullshit.
It is not cold. You had that same experience. Yeah. And I have a picture of his face just like, what the fuck?
That's bath water.
Yeah, it's not
right. Yeah, it was. No. You've had some good days in that ocean,
you need
though.
To cool the core.
My balls were sweaty.
Yeah.
Well, the sand is white in Florida. Where I'm from, the sand is white. So the sun reflects really hard
racist.
Off the ocean. So
it's the most racist sand you'll find.
It's white. On my coast. And then I think
I don't know what the poor people have on there.
No, but I think
it might be mixed color.
I think Miami, though, sand isn't white, but I could be wrong. I think it's brown.
Sandy.
A brown, like a beige.
Sandy brown.
The Gulf Coast.
It's puce.
It's puce.
Off white.
Isn't Hawaii have black?
Eggshell.
Yeah.
Some of it does. Maui does.
Yeah.
There's black sandy beaches in Hawaii, too.
That's what I'm saying. There's different ones. Yeah, so I think these two.
Okay.
Although this is interesting, I kind of want to bring that with me just for the fuck's sake of going, what the fuck am I drinking?
You would bring that with you in case somebody else showed up.
Look, that goes to, I'm going to tell you right now, that's the kind of bottle you just have one in your fridge all the time.
Because
people come over and they'll be like, I want something new. I got something new for you.
I got something that's going to blow.
Boom!
Yeah.
I'm interested how they got the cucumber to really, because cucumbers... How do you get that
it's
flavor?
It's a flavor that
but
could be...
That's
how do
I mean.
You could lose.
Like
if I go smell a cucumber
skin.
In my fridge right now, I'm not going to smell really anything.
You will. Peel the skin off. Just eat the skin. And then smell that.
Right.
Do you think they just use cucumber skin?
Maybe. Because what you're talking about, like that other cucumber beer.
But smelling it, though.
But even the smell, it's so
I need
earthy.
To go smell a cucumber now.
Hey-o.
Because I always... Never think it has any kind of smell, just like watermelon. It just sort of is there.
Oh, man.
With all these beverages floating around.
Yeah. Well, thanks, guys.
Yay.
Thank you. I'm finishing off my final sips here with the Field House. What's the Field House actually called?
Burl Room. B-R-R-L Room. Like Barrel Room. Yeah, it's just called Fieldhouse.
The yellowish label.
Yeah, and then they're all a sour noir with whatever. Again, this is the cacao.
What's the guy sitting in? He's
sitting on a cacao plant. That's what the cacao seeds look like.
Because we do that all the time.
Oh, yeah. He's a little guy.
Is it me or does that cacao look like a vagina?
He's like a...
Well, it's both.
Yeah.
it is you and the cacao
on day 53, you're fucking the label.
Day 53.
Day 3.
Day 1.
Yeah.
Hour 1. Okay, you're trapped on an island.
You're not going to cheat on her.
Who's going to judge me?
No, but
What are you talking about? She's a hot wife. She shares.
There's Arcus, though. Arcus with the bow.
That's why Arcus has the bow. How dare you? Yeah. How dare you fuck the field house?
Field hand.
That's right. But I'd like me a little cacao. Hey, wasn't it? What was that Johnny Depp movie? Wasn't it not cacao? Do you remember it?
Chocolat?
No, was it chocolate? Yes, it was.
Thank you.
Oh, thank you. No, thank you.
That's the one where he played Jack Sparrow, right?
Aren't they all?
Yes.
And yet, weirdly enough, we don't remember the time when he played Tonto and had a giant stuffed raven on his head and walked around as a racist piece of shit in one of the worst remakes of one of the worst racist fucking TV shows of all time.
Was that Jim Jarmusch?
Right. Who cares?
No, he wouldn't have directed that because that was like a fucking like Hollywood piece of shit.
No, do you remember? It was called Dead Man. Dead Man.
Yeah, the black that's a great movie. That's a great movie. It's okay. Yeah, it's got
one of the harshest sounding non-pornographic blowjobs in the history of film.
Wow, I don't remember that.
No, he gets to that town and he's walking by and there's some guy standing in the alley.
Mm-hmm. I'm listening.
Getting a blowjob from a prostitute, but in the vernacular of kids today, he was face fucking her.
Oh.
And it was making weird.
Could he not find his way to the bottom?
Well, I guess he was just like, you know, you live in the same place I live, and you probably haven't bathed in months either.
Mm.
And since I'm paying you, you get to smell this.
So he assumes the face? Oh, he's already stinky.
This is going to benefit him, so would she be.
Not her.
Oh, no. Come on. Frontier prostitutes back in the 1800s?
Frontier prostitutes.
Not front tier, like top tier.
It's also where the term whore bathing came from.
Yeah, I've heard it. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You get to bathe in whores?
Whore bathing, where you just wash your pits and your areas.
It's
called whore bathing.
Right.
Whore bath.
You've probably done it camping.
I don't bathe at all when I camp.
Swimming.
That's right. That's what a river's for.
Yeah.
And it's also fishing as I kill things with my...
And you pee in it.
Man hands.
I pee everywhere. I'm a guy. Man hands. Oh, baby hands. Baby hands fights man hands.
Oh. Well, thank you, everyone. Thank you, Shannon. Thank you to our special guest, Birthday Boy Ray.
Birthday Boy Ray.
Why, thank you for having me.
Thank you for
I always enjoy a pint with friends.
Thank you for the free beer. tricked him into bringing me beer.
That doesn't make sense because we went and bought beer today, too.
That's true. Hey-o. Good night. Thank you.
Good night.
Bye-bye.